Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's welcome our next guest and talk about this huge water main break in Amherst last night. Earl Jan, Commissioner of the Erie County Water Authority. Commissioner, we know that it began in the Amherst area, but the outage was widespread with low water pressure. Cheektowaga, Williamsville, Clarence, Akron, Depew, Lancaster, and probably a laundry list of other communities. Everybody back up and running this morning as far as water pressure is concerned?
Yes, they are, John. As far as we know, there are no customers now that are currently out of water. We have been able to remedy that situation.
Earl, how many customers were affected?
You know, at this point, we're not exactly sure. I can say it was in the thousands, but I don't know the exact number simply because of the fact that we feed the water from a couple of different sources, and as a result, it's difficult to determine. You will have certain neighborhoods in the same town that'll be out while other ones won't. So we don't know the exact number, but we're working on that.
It's our understanding, Commissioner, that people who are impacted by the low water pressure, once the water began flowing through the pipes again, there might be some impurity, some possible contamination. So they are advised to boil water for how long?
Well, right now the recommendation is for 2 to 3 days. If we're able to lift that prior to that, and it's up to the Erie County Health Department, what we currently do is we go out and we sample in the areas in which there was low water pressure. And then, of course, you have to allow or wait a bit after you take the samples to see if any bacteria might grow. We don't expect that to happen because we do have residual chlorine in the water. But, you know, we have to we're being on the cautious side. We absolutely don't want to endanger anybody's health. But we don't expect a problem, but it is always possible. So therefore, we're going to be sampling those areas, and we have to sample it at least twice and then get the okay from the health department before we can lift the boil water notice.
We're talking live with Erie County Water Authority Commissioner Earl Jan. Earl, when this break occurred last night, did it actually drain the Big Blue Water Tower?
It drained three tanks, actually, or just about, not just the Big Blue Water Tower. It also drained the Newstead tank, and it also drained one in on Pleasant View.
You know, we know that the water infrastructure, especially here in Buffalo, in the city itself, is very old, and it's in need of replacement, but we didn't realize that the suburban infrastructure was also deteriorating to a degree, and slowly you've been working on that, right?
That's correct, John. Actually, you got to remember that the Erie County Water Authority took over from the old water company that was taking care of the water in the first ring suburbs. We took it over in 1953. We were chartered in 1949. So the lines in the first ring suburbs are also very old because they were put in many years prior to that. Now, where this water line broke, I guess the fortunate thing is it was on a service road next to the 290, but the unfortunate thing is you don't see it as fast because, you don't have people driving up and down that are going to see that when it comes to the surface. But that was a 30-inch main break that was put in the ground a long time ago, and it's a type of pipe that, frankly, when it when it has a leak, they can be pretty dramatic, as this one was. You take the big blue water tower that holds 1.5 million gallons of water, and the other two tanks are very large tanks as well, so you can see the amount of water that that was lost.
Commissioner, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning. Lots of people in this area have been wondering what to do next after this, after being impacted by this huge water main break that caused low pressure through all these communities. Earl Jan, Commissioner of the Erie County Water Authority, one more thing to pass on to you. Sisters of Charity Hospital's St. Joseph's Campus in Cheektowaga on Harlem Road. All elective surgeries canceled today because of this issue.